I want to take a few moments to draw your attention to another one of the incredible brachos in Birchos HaShachar. Every morning we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, God, you are the source of all blessing, the King of the world, King of the universe, HaMechin Mitzadei Gaver, which literally translated means you prepare or you establish the steps of man. On a basic level, we're thanking God for the ability to put one foot in front of the other. Thank you, Hashem, for the ability to walk. Thank you, Hashem, for the ability to journey. Thank you, Hashem, for the ability to move forward. No small thing. We often take our ability literally to put one foot in front of the other. I don't mean it in a metaphorical sense. I mean it in a literal sense. The ability to take a step, we often take for granted. We bless Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing me literally to put one foot in front of the other. But perhaps there's another message in this bracha as well. The Gemara Meseches Sukkah tells an incredible story. The Gemara talks about the idea that one day, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, came in contact with the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. And he saw that the angel of death was very upset. He was very upset. I guess normally he's the life of the party. So Shlomo says to the angel of death, no, what's wrong? So the angel of death says, listen, Hano Tartiku Shai Dohavakami Kami Shlomo. He says, you know, you have two scribes by the name of Elicharov and Achia. And the truth is, it's time for me to take their souls, but I can't take them. I can't take them right now. And I'm distressed that I can't take their souls, even though, again, it's time for me to take them. Shlomo hears this. He gets very nervous. So what does he do? He quickly goes ahead and calls a messenger. Says, quickly gather Elicharov and Achia. Take them to the city of Luz. Why the city of Luz? Because apparently the residents of Luz were blessed with incredible longevity. So Shlomo quickly summons his two scribes, Achia, Elicharov, doesn't tell them what's going on, just says, guys, paid vacation, you're going to Luz. Okay, end of the story. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech runs into the Malach HaMavis again. He runs into the angel of death. And this time he sees that the angel of death is all smiles, very happy. He says, "Nu, why, angel of death, Malach HaMavis, why are you so happy?" Malach HaMavis, you're not going to believe. Remember when I told you yesterday that I was upset because I couldn't take the lives of Achia and Elicharov? Do you know why? Because the decree was that Elicharov and Achia could only leave this world by the entranceway of the city of Luz. And they just weren't going to Luz. But Shlomo, thank you. Thank you, Shlomo. Because you delivered them right where they needed to be. You delivered them right to the entranceway of Luz. And it was right there, right in that moment, right before they're about to enter the city, that I was able to take their lives. I was able to return their souls to their maker. And in that moment, Shlomo HaMelech coined a phrase. He said, "Ragloi de bar inish inin arvoin bay." A person's feet, person's legs, are his guarantors. "Lemokom de misbakish taman movilinoso." Wherever you're needed, that's where they take you. A person's feet are his guarantors. Wherever you're supposed to go, that's where they take you. Shlomo HaMelech was teaching us something so profound that so many times in life, we think that we choreograph the journey. Right? I think that I'm determining where I go, when I get there, or how the journey unfolds. But the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. And wherever I'm supposed to be, and wherever I'm supposed to end up, and wherever I'm supposed to arrive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choreographs all of that for me. And perhaps that's the meaning of the bracha. When we thank Hashem, HaMechin Mitzadei Gaver, thank you, Hashem, for preparing my steps. You know, I have in mind where I want to go in life, and I have in mind what kind of journey I want to take. But sometimes the journey that I want for myself is not the journey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. Sometimes God needs me to take very different trips than the kinds that I want to take. So we begin the day with an incredible statement of Emunah. Hashem, although my life journey at times may feel frustrating, because it doesn't go where I want to go. It doesn't take me where I want to be taken. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaMechin Mitzadei Gaver. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prepare the steps of man. You prepare my journey. I'll try my best to get to my intended destination. But if for some reason I don't go there and life takes me somewhere else, I know that that's exactly where I need to be. And I know it's where I need to be. Because it's where you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have chosen to take me. We so often get frustrated, upset, and give up when the journey doesn't go as we planned. But we must always remember that a successful journey is not the one we plan. The successful journey is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans. And so every morning we reinforce this belief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have journeys I want to take, trips I want to take, destinations I want to reach. But if for some reason you have a different journey in mind, I wholly, lovingly accept it, and I'm ready to maximize it wherever it may take me. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.